Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, this week we begin a study that will answer the question, when is the end of the world? There has been much talk recently about the end of the world. As Christians, we need the answer to that question. I'll get to the answer in just a moment. But first, I want to give you a preview of the biblical subjects we'll be discussing on this program in the future.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
As I traveled across the world this last year, 10 foreign countries, about 46 or 47 of the 50 states in just this last year, we always have what we call a Q&A, a prophecy question and answer time. And there are certain questions that are prevalent in each of those sessions that we have together. I love that time. Well, I thought through most of those questions or the major problems that people are having. This week, this morning, I'm going to be talking about when is the end of the world, actually. I'm going to be looking at Islam in the last days. Many people are thinking that the false religion is going to be Islam, that the Antichrist will come out of the Islamic world. What do we know about this type of possibility as it relates to the Bible? And what do we know about Islam? And how do we understand what their real desire is? And how dangerous are they in our world? We'll deal with angelic operations that are taking place as we move towards the end times. I'm not sure if you know it or not, but there's an unseen war going on in our universe today, according to the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers of darkness in the heavenlies. There is an attack on the political leaders and the religious leaders of our world. And there's going to be an attack on this earth by over 200 million evil angels. We're going to deal with the angelic activities. What are the origins of angels? And what part do they play in our lives today? I want you to know there are angels in this room as I speak. There are angels. I'm not talking about that good-looking girl beside you, fella. I'm talking about there are angels in this room, and we'll be looking at that. And then, what is the truth about hell? It's a very interesting book that's been written by a man in Grand Rapids, Michigan, endorsed by some Christian leaders that has really surprised me that they would endorse him. And this man, Rob Bell, wrote a book, God Loves, God's Love, and it's dealing with the reality that there may not be any eternal hell. Is that the case biblically? And what about our loved ones who die without Jesus Christ? We're going to be looking at that, and I want you to know that I don't always agree necessarily with Franklin Graham, although I've been very impressed with how every time he appears on national television, he's involved in giving the gospel out, and just right in your face, no hesitation at all with the pure gospel, giving it to whoever he may be talking with. He made a very interesting statement the other day on the Bill O'Reilly program on Fox News. Bill was interviewing him, and Bill asked him about Rob Bell's book on hell and the reality that there was no eternal existence in that place if you die and go there. And when Franklin answered, I thought the answer was just right to the point. He said, well, that's heresy, and the guy who wrote it's a heretic. Well, that's pretty bottom line, and well, we're going to look at the word. You need to be able to understand what the word has to say about it and how to deal with those who may try to bring this up and throw it in your face. And then the most awesome event, in my opinion, to happen in the future will be the judgment seat of Christ. Within the twinkling of an eye at the rapture of the church, we're going to stand before Jesus Christ at the judgment seat. What's going to happen there? You need to know. You need to be prepared. It's going to be an awesome time, unbelievable time. And it will set our job description for eternity. What you are going to do for eternity is based upon that split second judgment after the rapture happens. So I hope you can be with us for these times together. But let me talk to you about the end of the world and what we're thinking about. I guess that you were, as well as I was, inundated with all the promotion put out by Harold Camping that the end of the world was to take place on May the 21st, 2011. We saw billboards as Judy and I traveled across the United States. In addition to that, we heard radio announcements. We saw television promotion. I saw a full-page ad in the USA Today edition that came out just prior. We heard about this all over the world. We traveled overseas a lot this last year. We heard about the end of the world coming, according to Harold Camping, on May the 21st, 2011. Even the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, was covering it. That's probably the most powerful news media reporting organization in the world. They are seen internationally and probably more correspondence than any other news gathering organization. We were inundated with these thoughts. Judy and I were in Los Angeles on May the 21st, that Saturday afternoon. We were waiting, as everybody seemingly was, for the end of the world to take place. We got through the 21st the next morning. We jumped up, got dressed, ran over to the church where I was speaking. Praise God, everybody was there. And we rejoiced in the fact that the end of the world had not happened. But within 24 hours, I got word that Harold Camping had made a wrong calculation. Hello, I figured that one out pretty much by myself. But I did come to the understanding that he said his miscalculation was not for May the 21st, but instead for October the 21st, 2011. And so be ready, because in that last week before May the 21st, from Christians, hello, Bible-believing Christians, he raised $18 million to do promotion. In 1 week, $18 million to do promotion for the coming of the end of the world. But may I suggest to you, if we get by October the 21st, 2011, hold on for December the 21st, 2012. Because according to ABC, NBC, and CBS, the Mayan Indian calendar runs out on December the 21st, 2012, and that will be the end of the world. Now, that's what every of one of these correspondents that are involved in morning television for the major networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, are talking about. They're all talking about the end of the world. We had somewhat of a blockbuster movie last year that's going to be opening up, and we're going to see that expanded when Hollywood wants to deal with this particular issue. It's not going to go away. There will be continual primetime specials about the end of the world. I can remember back in 1988, there was a guy who wrote a book, 88 Reasons Why Jesus Christ Was Coming in 1988. He miscalculated as well, so he wrote another book, 89 Reasons Why He's Coming in 89. Indeed, there is a lot of talk about the end of the world. The end of the world is going to be continually in the focus. Even the news media have what they call a second coming headline. I don't know if you know that or not, but all the print media has a second coming headline. It's the largest headline that they could put as a banner on the front page of any of their newspapers. And if you'll hear things unfolding, remember there was supposed to be a major, what do they call it, Carmageddon was going to take place in Los Angeles when they shut down Interstate 5. And we continue to hear about how the in the economic crisis that's going on, we're hearing about the term Armageddon changed to another phraseology to try to talk about what is happening. Well, I think that it's important that we understand when the end of the world is going to come, look at some of the events that will lead up to that, and be able to have this grid within our minds, so when somebody comes and tries to threaten you with the end of the world about to take place, you'll be able to understand within your own mind, have the assurance from God's word that that is not the case. But in addition to that, it'll be used as a launch pad to be able to allow you to spend a few moments with whoever may be talking about this subject, help them to understand the end of the world is not going to take place at this point in time, and then what they need to look for prophetically. And so in order to be able to do that, we've discussed the problem. I want to show you the program for the end of the world. Take your Bible, if you will, and let's go to the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, because in the book of Revelation, we see God's word helping us to come to an understanding of really what is going to take place and how we will be led into the time of the end of the world. This book will give you, and if you've never really studied it at all, I'm going to give you a simple approach to understanding the book of Revelation. This book will give you an opportunity to get the handle on how eschatological events are going to unfold in the end time. Eschatological, eschatology, the study of end time events. Book of Revelation is a compilation of all the prophetic passages. In the Word of God, there is Bible prophecy in every single book of the Bible. All 66 books of the Bible have prophetic passages in them. In a project I started a couple of years ago, I started doing my devotionals through my daily devotionals through each book of the Bible and just simply approaching and looking at the prophetic passage in those particular books. Somebody said there's not a prophetic passage in every book of the Bible. I found that to be incorrect when I looked at the fact that indeed in the book of Philemon, where they told me there was no prophetic passage, there is a reference to the judgment seat of Christ. So in every book of the Bible, there is Bible prophecy. Take your Bible just for a moment. You've got Revelation. Take the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation. Put your index finger there and then go over to the book of Lamentation. Lamentation, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation. And when you found the book of Lamentation, put your thumb in Lamentation chapter 1 and pinch between your index finger and your thumb the pages that would contain 42 books of the Bible. There are 1,188 chapters in God's Word. Out of 1,188 chapters, pinched between my thumb, Lamentations chapter 1, and my index finger, Revelation chapter 22, there are 398 chapters of the entire Bible. As I said, 42 books of the Bible, 27 books in the New Testament, 15 of the major or minor prophets from Lamentations to Malachi. That's how much is Bible prophecy in God's Word. In essence, one in every three pages is Bible prophecy. And so we need to understand Bible prophecy. And the best way to do that is really get a handle on the book of Revelation. If you do that, you're then capable of understanding Bible prophecy throughout the entire book. Revelation is not a standalone book. Revelation, the book of Revelation, refers back to 500 different locations in the Bible. Much of it in the book of Daniel, a lot of it in the book of Ezekiel. But all the prophetic passages culminate. Every theme that you see in prophecy, any place in the Word of God, culminates with the book of Revelation. It brings us to the end of this world and then the entrance into eternity future. And so Revelation is a must study, and don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of going in and looking at the book.
Indeed, a study of the book of Revelation is a must study if we are to know when the end of the world will come. As I said, please don't be afraid to study Revelation. Next week on the program, I want to show you how to start your study of this great prophetic book, the book of Revelation. Right now, here is Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study, the first lesson on how to answer the question, when is the end of the world?
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...